Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, Daryl, let's get right to it. It's been a while since we've done a podcast due to all, you know, just issues, no big deal. But my question for you is, today's story about the Browns, as we're less than, 30-some hours away from the draft, I think that's about right, 30-plus hours away, is that the Browns are taking phone calls for that number two pick. Daryl, if they weren't, I would say they weren't doing their job.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it also, it's lying season as well. Last ditch effort to, if someone wants to come up and, give them the Godfather offer, right? One you can't refuse, then so be it. But I really feel like, with Tennessee's GM coming out today saying they are not trading the number one pick, they're going to make the selection, which means Cam Ward is now going to be a Tennessee Titan. That ultimately puts the Cleveland Browns on the clock at number two here as we record this on Tuesday evening. So, but even as you're listening to this podcast, either Wednesday or on Thursday leading up to the draft, it remains the same, right? Tennessee going to select Cam Ward. We don't know what the Browns are going to do at two. Andrew Berry, really. I'm worried, actually, now, the more I think about my Travis Hunter prediction. I've been on the Travis Hunter train since late February. I think I was the first person on the air to say that Travis Hunter should be the guys the Browns should ultimately draft, because
hang on a second. Can we, everyone who's listening and watching, please give Daryl a standing ovation for being the first, probably not only on the station, but across the world. In fact, the universe. I do know that Daryl predicted Hunter before.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Sports Talk radio station on Oh, now you're going to give me the cold shoulder? Give me a break.
No, you were breaking up, so I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I was breaking up.
Yeah, you're now frozen.
All right, is that what they're doing or not? You seem worried.
You said you were worried.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm worried that because Andrew Berry was so complimentary of him, didn't say a whole lot about Abdul Carter, didn't say a whole lot about Shedeur Sanders, other than Shador's on the table at two last week, and that you know, they're comfortable with the medicals concerning Abdul Carter. I'm just worried that maybe Andrew's doing the old okey-doke on us here, and maybe Travis Hunter isn't the pick because he's the one guy he can't stop gushing about, right? He compared him to Shohei Ohtani. Right. So either that or Hunter's going to be the pick, right? I want to think that Hunter's the pick, but I know how Andrew Berry operates and he doesn't like to tip his hand. So that's my only concern. Is that when you mention Travis Hunter to him, he just lights up. He has a litany of amazing things to say about the guy, which Andrew really doesn't do, right? I mean, Andrew historically has been a poker face when it's come to the draft. So that's the only thing that has me nervous. Not about the player, not about his health, not about his background, not about his talent or ability. It's just, is Andrew Berry pulling one on us, right? Is he pulling off one of the all-time smoke jobs in Browns draft history? Because I am convinced, A, I want them to draft Travis Hunter, but I am now convinced that they're going to do it. But as we get closer to the draft, I find myself second-guessing myself and trying to, you know, read into stuff. It's kind of like being at the beginning of a relationship, right? Does she like me? Does she not like me? And you do go through the mental gymnastics about that. Well, I'm kind of doing the same thing when it comes to Travis Hunter. I'm doing all these mental gymnastics trying to, you know, either find reasons why the Browns are going to draft him, and then, of course, why they might not draft him and go in another.
All right, if it's not Travis Hunter, Daryl, who is it in your paranoid world?
I think it's Abdul Carter. I'm convinced it's not Shedeur Sanders. No one seems to have a top five grade on that kid. And
I keep seeing 21 Pittsburgh. 21 yeah. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, there's even talk coming out of New Orleans. My Saints don't even want him. Like, they're looking at other quarterback options in the draft. Maybe not necessarily with the ninth overall pick, but, you know, later in the draft, right? So, if the Browns come back in and get him, I'll get it. He better be the guy, you know what I mean? Like, then you really set yourself up. You have to really believe in him, number one. Number two, you have to commit to him. And number three, I just hope that that's a football decision, that they don't do what they've done in years past, where they've made decisions based on marketing and jersey sales and potential. Right.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
I hope that whatever moves they make Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, I hope each and every one of them is 100% a football only move. This team went 3-14 last season. Okay. They can't put back-to-back winning campaigns together. It's time to stop messing around and get the house in order. And it starts with this draft, Andy, and some of these fantastic picks that Andrew Berry has to work with to infuse this team with some young blue chip talent, starting with my guy, Travis Hunter.
Daryl, I was on the Abdul Carter train until last week, almost 2 weeks ago, and I started having conversations with folks, and I'm like, how can the Browns draft someone on defense with the number two pick? How can they do that? They averaged 15.2 points per game. 15.2, that's like 7 points lower than the third place team in the AFC North. And when you're talking about trying to score a point, they're two, almost three touchdowns behind Baltimore offensively per game. The last three games of the season, the Browns averaged 6 points per game. How in the world could they not look at somebody on offense with that number two pick? And that knocked me off the Abdul Carter train, because I was just like, and I'm almost thinking if they're not taking Hunter at two, that they're going to trade. And maybe we'll see what happens if they do that. The other part of this is that if maybe they want to do the whole Buffalo shuffle, right, and grab both guys from Buffalo, really, if they wanted Shedeur Sanders, don't they really just need to get to 20? If New Orleans doesn't take him at 9, all they need to do is get a hold ahead of Pittsburgh, right? Isn't that, I mean, if you're reading the tea leaves that way,
right,
that's what they need to do. Although I got to tell you, Daryl, I've had more people say, you know, the Browns absolutely positively love Jalen Milroe. They're going to do whatever they can to get him. They're yeah. going to come back into the first round. The Reese connection just makes it so easy and so obvious. And, you know, I'm just telling you, they really, 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 really want Reese. They want him. They want him. They want right. him. Well, if they want him that bad, take him at 2. Not that they have to, but you know what I'm saying? So everybody yeah. seems to be an expert, and you wonder where the leak is from, well, if that's the case.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So there are 3 teams in front of the Steelers that you could potentially do the deal with, right? Okay. At 18, Seattle, 19, Tampa Bay, and then 20 with Denver. I would prefer to do business with an NFC team. That's just me. So that leaves you with Seattle and Tampa at 18 and 19. Because you don't want to be given assets to a team that is on the rise like the Denver Broncos, who you potentially could have to compete with to get where you want to go. You already got to go through Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, potentially Cincinnati, right? You got to go through all those teams. So, and Denver is, you know, trying to get themselves on the train track and running downhill here. So I don't want to arm them with assets that can help their situation. So I feel like doing business with Seattle and Tampa Bay might be the way to go. But again, okay, is he, if he's not worthy at 2, is it worth giving up prime draft assets to go get him at 18 or 19? Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the other part of this equation. Because the where the Browns are at right yeah. now, and they can draft, they got 5 of the top 104 picks, right? They're at 2, 33, 67, 94, and 104. You should be able to get no less than 3 contributors out of those 5 picks, okay? And obviously, I'm staring square in the eye at number 2 and 33. Those 2 picks better be hits for Andrew Berry, or you have to fire him. Like, if he does not hit 2 and 33, that's going to be the reason Andrew Berry ultimately gets fired, right? Because we know yep. his first 2 first-round picks haven't exactly panned out. Jed Wills.
Although he's not, Daryl, he's not acting that way. He's acting like if he misses all 4 picks, he's back next year, because they've yeah. been so calm, cool, and collective about this thing. Let's come back on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. I want to go inside the mind of Daryl Ryder. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory, that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.